The Weight of the Choices You've Made, written and read by K-Burb. This is a Mass Effect fic, rated teen and up audiences, with an archive warning for major character death. It is a fix-it of sorts, written in the second-person POV, with an eventual happy ending. It's as if you've been launched into the sun. Bright white blinding and heat searing through your body, burning every molecule. You're killing yourself. And in the back of your mind, you can hear the voices of your friends begging you to come back to them. "It's too late for that," you tell them. "I'm doing this for you." Should you be able to feel this? Feel every molecule in your body disseminate into the weapon, integrate into its very code. You're dying. You made the leap. So why do you feel? And then it ends. You imagine this is what it feels like when a star goes supernova. Pain, expansion, and then blackness all around. Are you the star, or was the weapon? A ringing sound now. Why can you hear it? Why do you still feel? Is this heaven? Hell? What doctrine was correct? What theology predicted this moment? "Wake up, Commander Shepard." That voice. The eerie echo of ancient gods behind the small, innocent voice of a young boy you failed to save. In the moments before you made the choice, you'd named that being. Starchild, you called it in your head. The catalyst. "Wake up," it says again. You open your eyes. You're not on the Citadel. Not on Earth, either. The space you're in is much like the one Liara brought you to as a parting gift. Blackness. Small flecks of light around you. Liara from 3 years ago, smirking as she tells you to embrace eternity. Eternity. Starchild is there, looking up at you, expression unreadable. You once again wonder, did you die? Then another thought, did you fail? "You did not fail, Commander Shepard," comes the echoing voice, responding as though it read your mind. "Then I am dead." You pose this like a question, though it is more a summation, a statement of fact. "No." You do not understand. "If I didn't fail, and I'm not dead," you begin, trailing off. There's no end to that sentence, no completion to that thought. You chose synthesis. In order to save them all, you chose to die. One cannot be true without the other. "Except it can," Starchild says, and you flinch. Are no thoughts your own. "It can be true." It makes your head hurt. Funny, to think of anything hurting you when you should be unable to feel. "Except it can't," you insist. "You told me my options. I made my choice." "We needed proof," it tells you. Proof. Of selflessness. Selflessness. Despite the profound nature of the moment, despite the surreality you feel, you cannot help but scoff. That word has been thrown at you time and time again throughout this war. The selfless Commander Shepard. Sometimes you had grown sick of hearing it. "Commander," Starchild says, drawing your attention back. "No, Catalyst." It will be easier, you decide, to refer to it as such. You wish it would change forms. You could handle it as a Reaper. Hell, You could handle it looking like Anderson. But the child, why the child?
Because of your dreams,
it replies. Stop, you tell it. Stop reading my mind.
My apologies. However, in this space, no thoughts can be concealed. For your comfort, I will no longer respond to words not spoken.
It's a start, you suppose. Why my dreams?
When you interfaced with me, I was able to gain access to your memories.
Catalyst explains.
I chose a form that would inspire guilt in you and found this child in your memories. It appeared you dreamt of him many times.
You appeared like this to manipulate me. Its expression does not waver.
As a solution resulting from evolution, I came to the conclusion that to synthesize organics and synthetics was the best possible outcome for survival. In doing so, you have allowed the fulfillment of my purpose, the purpose of the Reapers. I needed to appear in a way that would inspire you to make this choice.
Still manipulation, you point out.
I was not arguing otherwise,
Catalyst replies.
I was simply explaining myself.
Right. No sense in arguing with an ancient AI, you suppose. This isn't the point, anyway. No matter what form Catalyst took, that of Leviathan, of a Reaper, or of Starchild, the fact still remained. You were supposed to die to save them all. Once again, you voice this to the AI. It shakes its head, a strangely human motion.
I have already told you. You had to believe you were truly sacrificing yourself to prove selflessness. Only then could I be sure we'd found our answer. The programming of myself and the Reapers does not allow for the solution to be flawed.
How was selflessness the answer to a flaw? It's a trait, not a solution, you reply.
The algorithm and programming required proof that organics could accept synthesis.
Catalyst tells you.
For an organic to sacrifice themselves to save all living beings, that shows acceptance. It is a level of selflessness we have not seen in any prior cycles.
Even so, you argue, I threw myself into that beam. I felt it. I felt as every particle of my being tore apart. How could I survive that?
Our technology has advanced far beyond your cycle's understanding,
Catalyst explains.
It had done so before we wiped out our initial creators, and has continued to evolve as we have harvested each cycle following. Your body did die, for lack of another way to say it, but it was reborn within moments, pieced back together with the new DNA you helped create.
That's twice the universe has failed to kill me now. You can't help but say, head spinning from the weight of this moment.
Organics of this cycle enjoy humor in moments it does not belong.
The AI responds. You refrain from calling it Captain Obvious, an old Earth insult.
I've enjoyed watching that aspect, it tells you.
You shake your head. I find it doubtful you have enjoyed anything.
On the contrary, I was created for the sole purpose of ensuring order in the chaos. I have enjoyed many things over many cycles.
Catalyst responds.
When the Reapers harvest, we create another out of the very beings we take. In that, we have found ways to preserve these parts of each cycle I have taken a liking to.
Like a sick museum curator, you think. You know it hears you, but you do not voice it out loud. Instead, you say, so if I succeeded and I did not die, where am I? The Catalyst spreads its arms.
This is my data hub, much like that of your Geth. I brought you here to speak, but this is merely your mind.
It pauses, as if parsing information.
It appears your body is being transported to a hospital on your planet. Your vital signs show the doctors that you are alive, though they seem quite distraught. It is likely they are still reeling from the collective consciousness they recently developed.
Yeah, about that. Was this truly the right choice for us? I understand you thought so, that you ensured I chose it, but can organics truly handle this kind of integration? Will synthetics be able to process this new consciousness?
Only time will tell,
Catalyst replies.
For now, I have tasked the Reapers with assisting your cycle in rebuilding. The new consciousness ensures all beings understand this. You have won your war, the war we did not want. The fighting has ceased. I see no errors in my calculations and anticipate no need for the cycles to begin again. As far as my algorithms are concerned, our purpose is fulfilled. Success is proven at 100%.
That doesn't answer my question, though, you insist.
I believe it does.
Are the organic's bodies truly capable of withstanding a networking like this?
With the new DNA, yes,
Catalyst says. And the synthetics, they're alive now.
There is no longer organic or synthetic.
It clarifies.
You must stop differentiating the two. You are simply living beings now, like the Reapers before you.
That's not possible, you insist. Not because you do not believe in it. You try to sacrifice yourself for it, after all. But simply because it cannot be that simple. You voice this. Each alien species was inherently different in our makeup. For synthetics and organics to now be the same, you are implying that each of our species would be the same as well, right? The AI blinks, seeming to calculate again.
I understand the confusion, Commander Shepard.
It concedes.
However, I believe you are oversimplifying this process.
I'm pretty sure I'm not, you snap back. You are saying we are all one, and I'm asking you about the individuality of races. Turians and Quarians could not even eat the same food as me, and yet now my DNA has given us a new genetic makeup? I'm asking for the implications of that, Catalyst.
I see,
it replies. For a moment, you wonder if you have it stumped. You can barely stump Edie on a good day. And she's not indeterminately old like Catalyst. Finally, it speaks again.
At the base structure, each organic species kept its own unique structure. While organics and synthetics now share a DNA code, there are still deviations you once saw.
It's still not adding up. You don't know if it ever will. So whose DNA did the synthetics get?
Yours.
Catalyst states,
synthetic DNA is now linked with base structural human DNA.
You suppose that's answer enough for now. The holes are filled in, though you suspect it will be a very long time until you are capable of understanding it all.
If this was a story, there would still be plot holes that would make a loyal fan scream at the screen, you think. I know I stated not to respond to your thoughts.
The AI says.
But it appears your sense of humor is operational once more. This is a good sign.
You cannot help but raise an eyebrow. A good sign of what?
That you are ready to return to your body. I have answered your questions, and you have begun to return to your organic self.
No, wait, you begin. You're not ready yet. There's so much more to unpack still. Yet the room begins to fill with that blinding light once more.
So long, Commander Shepard,
the echoing voice says.
I am proud to say we will never need to meet again.
You awaken, gasping for air, the beeping sounds of monitors around you. Commander Shepard's up! The end. Author's notes. I just finished replaying all three Mass Effects because A, I found the Legendary Edition for $13 at a local used game store, and B, April 11th is Commander Shep and my birthday. I'm turning 29, the same age Shepard was when the games began. So this felt like a momentous year for me and my B-Day twin. Anyway, I've never actually finished the games because I hated the possible endings. I finished them this time. I played all the endings and cried during each one. This is my reaction to the synthesis ending. I chose second person, and to not mention exactly who lived slash who the ally was, so it could really be anyone's Shepard. Though I guess I wrote them to be pretty paragon in this. I disintegrate into a thousand pieces. Think I'm making a mistake, but if I decide to break, who will fill the empty space? So, no!